Chapter 50. The explosion beneath the Haram al-Sharif was nearly suppressed before the smoke even cleared. The dome of the rock had been Maria's primary target, and it was there that she had planted the bulk of the explosives. But they went undetonated, rendered harmless when Dirk pulled out the blasting caps. It was a second, smaller cache planted beneath the Al-Aqsa Mosque that did explode, though ultimately with minimal effect. The ground beneath the 8th century mosque shook and its windows rattled, but no fireballs erupted from the earth to consume it. Seconds before the explosives detonated, Sophie had removed a large block of them and tossed them down the tunnel before attempting to remove the fuses in the remaining material. The diminished blast did little more than crack the foundation of a fountain behind the mosque. The Haram's Palestinian caretakers initially took little note, believing the explosion came from another part of Jerusalem. Inside the quarry, Sam Levine had been fast to act. Police and paramedics arrived quickly, treating Dirk while removing Sophie's body to the morgue. Shin Bet security agents were equally prompt. The quarry was thoroughly searched, and the remaining explosives carefully secured and removed. The entire complex was then sealed off before the proprietors of Haram al-Sharif even realized what had happened. News of the attempted attack quickly spread through Jerusalem, creating an uproar. Local Muslims decried the assault, while the city's Jews were horrified at the potential desecration of the Temple Mount. Each faction blamed the other, and tempers soared on all sides. Publicly defensive, while privately tightening security around the city, the Israeli government quietly brought Jerusalem's Muslim leaders to the quarry, where they jointly agreed to permanently barricade the site against future intrusion. Anger in the street remained high, but outbursts were remarkably few, and violence was averted. Within days, the tensions abated, as no one stepped forward to claim responsibility for the attacks, while the real bombers disappeared without a trace.